Now back to the Arlene Bynum Show on Canada Talks.
And welcome back. Just had a short visit, actually, from a descendant of Lucy Maud Montgomery here in Prince Edward Island. Broadcasting from Gallery 18 in New London on New London Bay, a long way from Darling Theater and movie news, but that doesn't mean that it doesn't have an impact in all the corners of Canada. The Toronto International Film Festival has announced who's coming. It's always a big deal, the kind of movie stars and the big movies that are coming. And I'm always surprised every year they announce it. And I could say this for a couple of decades. I'm always surprised at the big stars that they get in this country. We're going to get into some details here. Joining us is Andrew Powell, Mr. Tiff, they call him, from thegate.ca. Hi, Andrew. How are you?
Hello there.
They call you Mr. Tiff, do they?
Probably not, but I mean, I don't mind the title.
We're going to give it to you. Do you agree? You know, every time they make this announcement, I was just going through the people that are coming. It's always mind-boggling, isn't it?
Well, they haven't actually announced who's coming yet. They've just started announcing the first, like, 20% of the films. But that said, if the film is listed, chances are half the cast is coming. And it is amazing at this point that it's half of Hollywood or more than half of Hollywood coming.
I know. There's always like big names, George Clooney, Meryl Streep, all that. It really is incredible. What kind of movies have they announced this year? You know, I was just going through some of them, and it seems there's always a trend, and it seems that reality is in the movies this year. Is that fair to say?
Well, I mean, the other thing is it's still early, to be honest. There's the films they've announced so far, the galas and the special presentations, which tend to be a little bit bigger than some of the rest of the programs. The Canadian films have not really been announced yet. But that said, I mean, there's certainly a heavy dose of reality, a heavy dose of true life stories being presented. Rush is one example of that. Chris Hemsworth starring as a race car driver. Real story there. There's also The Fifth Estate, obviously, the opening film with, you know, it seems like the Julian Assange story was just due to be made at some point.
Yeah, it is. They did one, didn't they, about his teenage years last year? But this one, what is this one focusing on, the whole whistleblower deal?
This is the whole whistleblower and how WikiLeaks was actually launched and what's happened through that. And it really is an interesting story. I'm not quite drawn into it personally, but I think the story is interesting in the sense that it's presenting something that we don't really know the whole story on if you haven't researched him.
No, but let me ask you this, because this is my deal when we're talking about reality. When Hollywood and movie makers do reality, they fudge around with it. Look at what they did with the, you know, the rescuing of the hostages. Should we sit down and hunker down that this is going to be the same deal, Andrew?
I think it certainly depends on the filmmaker and the studio making it, if there is a studio involved. 9 times out of 10, it's fudged. I mean, to be honest, it's not entirely fudged. But there's going to be a lot of details that have been kind of massaged to make the story more compelling. I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. I mean, technically for me, if I want to see something I know is real, I usually try and stick to real documentaries as opposed to like a Hollywood documentary. But a lot of the dramas, you kind of have to go in assuming that some details aren't going to be right.
All right. Isn't there also a movie when we're talking about reality about Nelson Mandela?
Yes, and that to me looks like absolutely will be at the Oscars next year. I would be amazed if it wasn't. It's his entire story, all the way from starting out to being a freedom fighter, all the way up until he takes office. And it looks astounding. Just perfect casting, everything.
Who's playing Nelson Mandela?
That's Idris Elba, fantastic actor, and I actually think they've got his look down for the look of this film and the look of actually Nelson Mandela. The other interesting one is Mary, Queen of Scots. Definitely, absolutely different from the Mandela story, but it's going to present kind of the story of this queen who has such a crazy story that it's almost hard to believe.
And so there just does seem that is a rash of real-life movies. How do these trends start, Andrew?
I think it comes down, you know, each year, we don't realize it, but behind the scenes there are people realizing that, you know, this would make a great story. And when you're thinking about what would make a good story, you're kind of going with your own mood of what's out there. And from what I've heard from a lot of filmmakers, you know, they'll get an idea, and a certain element of that is, you know, of course, dictated by the what's popular at the time. And I think we're getting away from fluffier stuff right now and getting into a bit more of the heavier topics. And that's usually what dictates it, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about Omar? That's one of the presentations. What is that? Is that a reality show?
To be honest, I don't actually know about that one.
No, I had it down on my list here, but well, I'm sure we'll hear about it. Blue is the warmest color. I know that you and I talked about it because it was at Cannes. It's coming to the Toronto Film Festival as well.
This seems like a no-brainer. I mean, sex is always a big topic at TIFF, and it would be ludicrous if this film wasn't here based on how big it was at Cannes. And, I mean, again, you can probably expect this on the Oscar list.
How do you do? What is your criteria for that? You sound pretty confident.
I mean, I think part of that one is based on just the buzz around it. Some of the clips that I've seen from it, it's the kind of film that you just feel like, okay, this is Oscar caliber. This is the kind of thing that people remember year after year.
All right, if you had to, what are you looking forward to, Andrew, when you look at what was announced today for the galas and the special presentations? Where are you putting your money on for the big deal? Or maybe it's a small one that you're saying, I'm glad this is coming, this is going to be important.
You know, there's a few different ones. Gravity with George Clooney, Sandra Bullock, I think looks fantastic. It's Alfonso Cuarón who did Children of Men. That looks amazing. It's kind of a space story about people kind of stuck up in space after disaster. Certainly, I mean, I'm really curious about Rush. I also think that August Osage County looks really amazing. That's Meryl Streep, Sam Shepard, Julia Roberts, Juliette Lewis. It's kind of an all-star cast based on a Pulitzer Prize-winning play. Another interesting trend, too, is there's a few stars who passed away, and their films are going to be at TIFF. And, of course, Cory Monteith is going to be there, and that's All the Wrong Reasons, as well as Enough Said, starring James Gandolfini.
Oh, wow. And that always, when someone is in a movie and they have recently died, it brings a lot of attention to it. So it also adds to the lineup. Andrew, you know, I've covered the film festival for years and years, and I know how exhausting it can be and exciting at the same time. Are you sick of it yet, or are you still excited?
You know, this will be my 13th year covering TIFF, and I'm still not tired. It's only 10 days, and sometimes at the end I'm certainly tired out, but I sometimes wish it was a little longer. But every year I definitely look forward to it because it's just a chance to kind of bask in all the best films that could possibly be out there.
And you know what the interesting thing is, too, when you're there and you're covering it, they all kind of come together and you judge them without the box office being involved, without the spin being involved. You go to see all these movies, and the thing that always freaked me out is I'd see some movie and go, wow, that was one of the best movies I'd ever seen in my life, and it never even made into a theater.
And that's what I love. I mean, quite a few years ago, there was a film called 1114 that I still remember vividly seeing because it struck me so hard. And, I mean, that's what I love is that usually when I go into these films, I kind of pick my lineup about where I can fit things in. And, of course, there's always a bunch I miss. But I love the fact that I can just go in blind and not know anything about this film and just see it kind of pure.
All right, Andrew, thank you so much for giving us the heads up on TIFF. You have a great day. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you so much.
All right, Mr. TIFF, we're going to call him, Andrew Powell, from thegate.ca. And at thegate.ca, you can find out a lot. There's a lot of things about movies and entertainment on there. It is a fantastic website. We're going to take a break. Forget the British Open. You're going to hear what's happening and up on the Canadian Open, and it's not just about the big players. Some little players have some fabulous stories to tell. I'm Arlene Bynum. We'll be back in a moment. You're tuned to Channel 167. This is Canada Talks, and this is Sirius XM.